Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore S500 companies through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Molina Healthcare, a leading provider of health insurance services, particularly for low-income individuals and families. We'll examine how behavioral finance impacts their business strategies, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the healthcare insurance sector. Let's get started.
Molina Healthcare is known for its focus on providing affordable health insurance and healthcare services. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases such as status quo bias and mental accounting influence their decision-making, especially in policy development and market strategy?
Status quo bias and mental accounting play significant roles in Molina Healthcare's strategies. Status quo bias may lead the company to favor existing policies and practices, making it challenging to implement changes or adopt new approaches. This bias can impact their willingness to innovate or adapt in response to evolving market conditions. Mental accounting affects how Molina allocates resources and evaluates different health insurance programs, often separating costs and benefits into distinct categories rather than viewing them holistically. This can influence their policy decisions and financial strategies.
Status quo bias can limit innovation, while mental accounting can affect how resources are allocated and policies are evaluated.
Exactly. Molina's ability to manage these biases while adapting to changing healthcare needs is crucial for maintaining its competitive edge and providing effective services.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion day at Molina Healthcare. How does DEI intersect with behavioral finance in their operations?
DEI is crucial for Molina Healthcare in fostering an inclusive environment that reflects the diverse populations they serve. From a behavioral finance perspective, a diverse workforce can enhance decision-making and service delivery by incorporating different perspectives and experiences. This can lead to more effective health insurance programs and better engagement with diverse communities. For investors, strong DEI practices signal a commitment to social responsibility and can enhance the company's reputation. DEI efforts also contribute to employee satisfaction and retention, which are vital for the company's long-term success.
Investors are increasingly valuing DEI as it reflects a company's commitment to inclusivity and can enhance its market position.
That's right. Molina's focus on DEI strengthens its ability to serve diverse populations and appeal to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to Molina Healthcare's market strategy, how does the company adapt to different state regulations and healthcare needs, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Molina Healthcare's market strategy involves tailoring its insurance offerings to meet the specific regulatory requirements and healthcare needs of different states. Behavioral finance helps the company manage the risks associated with regulatory variations and market demands by understanding how different stakeholders perceive and react to these conditions. Adapting their services to local needs while maintaining a consistent approach allows Molina to effectively manage risks and expand its market presence.
Adapting to regulatory and market-specific challenges is crucial for Molina Healthcare to ensure compliance and meet diverse healthcare needs.
Exactly. Their ability to navigate these challenges while maintaining service quality is key to their success in the healthcare insurance sector.
Comparing Molina Healthcare to other healthcare insurers like United Health Group, Anthem, and Cigna, how do their behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Molina Healthcare's focus on low-income populations contrasts with companies like United Health Group and Anthem, which have broader market focuses and diverse service offerings. Cigna, similar to Molina, has a strong focus on healthcare services but differs in its approach to market segmentation and service delivery. Molina's dynamics are influenced by its specialization in serving low-income individuals and adapting to various state regulations, while its peers have different focuses and strategies.
And while United Health Group and Anthem have broader service portfolios, Molina's specialization in affordable healthcare and regulatory adaptation shapes its unique market position.
Exactly. Each company's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by their market focus and regulatory challenges, influencing their strategic decisions and risk management.
To summarize, Molina Healthcare's business strategies are influenced by behavioral finance principles like status quo bias and mental accounting. Their DEI initiatives, market adaptation, and comparison to other healthcare insurers all play a role in shaping their investor appeal and operational success.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers insight into Molina's stock performance and strategic direction.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Keep exploring and stay informed.